This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The Trump administration appears headed for a disappointment in the United Nations. President Trump wants all UN sanctions on Iran restored today. But 13 of the 15 Security Council members, including Germany, France, and Britain, say sanctions relief for Tehran will continue. It appears few countries are willing to reimpose sanctions, which were lifted under a 2015 deal between world powers and Iran, aimed at preventing Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the accord in 2018. Protesters rallied in Bangkok today for what organizers hope would be the biggest demonstration in years to demand the removal of former junta leader and now military-backed Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha. Hundreds of protesters gathered around the campus of Thammasat University, long seen as a hotbed of opposition to the military and royalist establishment. Public demonstrations in Thailand have been building since mid-July, the biggest drew 10,000 in Bangkok last month. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the second woman to serve on the high court bench, has died, and bipartisan tributes have been pouring in. Ginsburg died of cancer complications yesterday at the age of 87. Ginsburg is remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong and reliable liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Said former Democratic President Clinton, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my high expectations when I appointed her. Rising from a working-class family in Brooklyn, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. The subject of a 2018 feature film on the basis of sex, which won an Academy Award. In that film, she said, I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks." This is VOA News. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death sets the stage for a tough political battle over her successor. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates, even if that is before the election. Mr. Trump called Ginsburg an amazing woman, but has so far said nothing about his plans for replacing her on the bench. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next chief executive should do the choosing. As he put it, the voter should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it difficult for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. The United Nations has agreed to step up monitoring of reported human rights abuses in Belarus. During a highly charged debate before the UN Human Rights Council, European ministers denounced the repression of demonstrations since the August 9th elections in the former Soviet Republic. Britain's envoy said the UK would support sanctions. Belarus charges the council's monitoring decision set a dangerous precedent. Moroccans have staged a protest outside parliament denouncing Arab countries' agreements to normalize ties with Israel. They call the historic U.S. brokered diplomatic pacts with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain a betrayal of the Palestinian cause. Morocco is reported to be among other Arab countries considering a similar move, though the prime minister rejected the idea last month. A former senior British government health advisor said today the UK is likely to reintroduce a national coronavirus lockdown measure sooner rather than later. This comes a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he did not want another lockdown, but that new restrictions may be needed because the country was facing a second wave of COVID-19. The global pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 30.5 million infections and 952,000 deaths. Here in the U.S., the case number is 6.7 million. While fatalities move toward 200,000. Israel is in the first full day of its second national shutdown. It began yesterday with the start of the Jewish high holiday season and is scheduled to last 3 weeks, though that could depend on the results. Israel has reported 179,000 COVID cases and is worried about multi-thousand new daily cases. Death toll in the Jewish state is put at about 1,200. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.